Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, whatever time of dimension that you are in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency.
Put anything out here, and that's what happens when you're really busy with family. October was really, really intense. A lot of parent-teacher conferences and, you know, kid conferences with the teacher and back and forth. So yeah, I'm putting something out finally. Oh my god. And then I ended up getting sick, like damn near pneumonia, and tried to fight that and get over that and get my voice back. And now I'm kind of sounding a little bit better, still kind of messed up, but I'll make it through it. No big deal. But anyways, so I just wanted to put something out and let you guys know, yeah, it's still here. I'm alive. Barely, but yeah, I'm alive. See, I sound like crap. Oh my god. I sound like I got a smoker's cough or something going on here. No, I'm all congested and messed up big time. But yeah, I'll survive. But a lot of stuff's happened, and found out, you know, my daughter, she's a lot similar to I am when I was a little kid in school, in the same grade, about third grade. We found out that, you know, she needs a little bit of extra help because she's having issues with understanding some things and stuff, so we were able to get help there. And it's just like, it's really, you know, it's almost like surreal when, you know, you have your own child and you realize that your child is going to be going through some difficulties in life similar to your own. And all you could really do is reflect on how did I make it through it for the challenges ahead? And how is it that, you know, she's going to be able to make it through it with her dreams and what she wants to do, and yet have to work 10 times harder than the average kid because she's diagnosed with issues. You know, not issues. I shouldn't call it issues. It's really not issues. It's just more of trying to understand the way her mind thinks and works. And so she's going to be going through challenges with that. And, you know, that sucks. That really sucks, because in a way she should be a lot further along than where she's at, and she's not. She's a little farther behind, and that's okay. So was I. I mean, when I grew up, in third grade, I was at like kindergarten level at third grade. And then I got into the RSP program and was able to, you know, get help and learn at a pace that was a hell of a lot slower than the average curricular activity kid that was, they were pumping out material left and right, and all the other kids were light years ahead of me, and I was just like, what? I was so far behind. And man, I still to this day, I kind of think about that and think, oh my God, how did I get to where I'm at now and retrain my brain to process things? Well, the only thing I figured out was that whatever it is I'm doing at any point in time, if, you know, reading something or understanding something, I have to double check it, triple check it, cross check it, and check it again. So I do a lot more mental processing than an average person that would just take one look at something, read it, comprehend it, and get it. Me, I have to dissect it and look at it at several different angles just to understand it, especially when it comes to math. And so it's a little difficult, you know, realizing that she's going to be going through that same type of process and trying to learn shortcuts to link things together like I did, you know. Let's see if I can give an example. Okay. So for the longest time for me, I still to this day have a hard time looking at B's, D's, P's as in Paul, Q's, and nines. Every single one of those, if you were to put them all together, it would take me several seconds to identify which one is a B, which one's a Q, which one's a nine. And that's just, I guess, the form of me switching it around in my head. And it dawned on me that something was wrong, right, with my daughter. Because when she was reading a book one time, she did exactly what I did in my mind when I was following along with what she was reading. Her mind jumped ahead just like I did. And I had to reprocess what I heard and what I saw, and then went, wait a minute, no, go back, read that again. And then I had to reread it, and then I realized, holy crap, she's a lot similar to I was when I was little, and which makes sense. And it's nothing bad, you know, it just brings out a uniqueness of a different powerful strength. I'm finding out that she's really well organized and well, I don't know. She is very good at management of her stuff, and it's really kind of cute. She's better skilled at it than I am. You know, maintaining her desk at school and keeping everything all nice and neat and organized. Me, I was nowhere near like that. I mean, it took me years to get to the organization of doing things. And even then, I'm still not organized. You know, a lot of people be like, oh my God, you're messy. Yeah, but yet I can still find everything. And that's just, I don't know, maybe that's what, if you look at your reality of where you're at, that's maybe kind of the brain in itself, because it's categorized the same way. I don't know, maybe not. But I just thought that's kind of cute, and it's not bad, but I kind of feel for her and trying to keep her ahead of going down a deep, dark depression of, you know, not being enough, because that sucks. But the only thing that I noticed about my kids is they're a hell of a lot more popular than I was when I was in school. You know, maybe I was more of the quiet recluse one and stuff, which I was. And not them, man. They're like always outgoing and loud and obnoxious, I guess, or I don't know. But apparently, you know, all the kids in school know them. And I'm like, when the hell did you guys become popular? You know, this is not fair. I was never a popular kid. Why the hell are they popular? I don't know. It's just kind of cute, really, in a way. So, lately, right now, what I've been trying to do is I've been trying to help out the kiddos and everything like that with schooling and take care of that because homework is important. So I've been working with them on that and helping the wife with that. And meanwhile, I'm also trying to find a job of some sort, something. And right now in society with everything going on, it's a little difficult. Just a tad bit. And kind of a miracle happened in a way, and it was pretty damn cool. We weren't really going to have any type of a dinner for Thanksgiving. And that really, really sucked for tomorrow. And out of nowhere, my wife got a deposit from the county for our welfare to work kind of thing. For us to have like $50, they gave her a $50, a voucher or something like that. And they gave me a $50 cash voucher. And I was like, oh my God. And all that happened today. So I was able to get what I needed to get for our tri-tips for tomorrow, which is a beautiful thing. How it just kind of fell in place. And I have no idea what the hell is going to happen for next month. And I'm kind of a little stressed about that. But I think it would be all right. In the meantime, I am going to put down in the notes. I know that there isn't like a gazillion people listening to this, but any of those that are, you know, and you want to help try to get something for the kids for Christmas, I would much appreciate it. In the link below, I will put in the donation page to the website where if you want to help, you know, try to get something for them for Christmas, that would mean a lot. That would help out a lot. I'd much appreciate it for the kiddos. That would be nice. So that will be down in the bottom of the description of the page and everything like that. You know, I have a buy me a coffee set up, and you know, so there's that. Then there's the donation page for that. Then there's the Cash App, and what else is there? There's the Patreon page too. So, you know, of course, Patreon's got to take something out of whatever donated. That sucks. So they don't just do straight up donations. As far as I know, if I haven't really figured that one out yet. But at least like Buy Me a Coffee is set up where that's kind of cool. That will go to me. And then of course the Cash App as well. PayPal, they just went 180 on me and disabled that. So that sucks. But that's okay. No big deal. So if you are interested in helping out and you know, want to help the kiddos for Christmas, I'd appreciate it. And I'll have the store back up and running too, so you might be able to do something for the store or something. But yeah, what I'm going to do is for the next 5 weeks, I'm going to put out something that you guys never heard on the show before. It is called the Teddy Bear Coder that I help work on. I worked with Fred on that a lot, and I'm pretty proud of that one. That was an intense situation working on that and doing the sound design and everything like that. So for the next several weeks after starting next week on the 29th, I think it is. Let's double check. Yeah, 29th. So on the 29th of next week will be the first episode of Teddy Bear Coder of the storyline, and then it will go run for 5 weeks, all the way through Christmas. And it's a pretty good storyline, so at least you guys will have something coming out for the next several weeks. I'll try to do a little bit of a commentary here and there, but don't hold your breath. It's been pretty hectic at home trying to do things and everything like that. So, although I will have tomorrow a bigger table out for sure, because that is a beautiful piece, and that will be out tomorrow.
for Thanksgiving. And for those of you that don't really celebrate Thanksgiving, well, you can go ahead and just listen to the art, because it's a beautiful piece. So, anyhow, enough of me blabbing on and telling you about what's going on. I'd like to get back to the normal, regular scheduled programming, but just kind of been winging it and, you know, spending a lot of time with the kiddos. And it's so surreal to realize, well, how important it is of every moment, you know, spending it with the kids and spending it with the wife, because I know it's all coming to an end pretty soon, where I'm going to be forced to work, and I have to. But the problem is just trying to get work, you know. But that's okay. No big deal. It is what it is. And, you know, it's kind of like I'm going wherever the hell the wind sweeps me. If there is such a thing. I mean, it seemed to be working so long and so far, that's what's happening. So, yeah. And it's been ups and downs and arounds and all that. And, hey, guess what? We all have our own shit. And everybody's got shit to deal with. You got to handle your shit. And that's exactly what's happening. I'm trying to handle my shit. So kind of my show kind of went on hiatus for a minute while I was handling a lot of my stuff at home. So I'm not gone, but I am here. And I do want to produce a lot more stuff, but it's kind of difficult when you kind of have other things to take precedence, you know? Bills and people and things. So it's a little difficult. But yeah. Thank you guys for understanding. Glad that some of you have gone back and listened to some of the other shows. There's 61 episodes, man. There's something there for you. Someone's got something to go back and check it out. You know, there's so much more stuff that I could talk about, and you know, divine intervention or you know, the phenomenon stuff that's happened and craziness, and without getting it too crazy and stuff, because there's experiences that I've had that it's just like, this is not real. Is this real? Like, I just question, you start to question whether or not the world that you live in is real. Is this the Matrix? No, I mean, seriously, it is what it is, and it's just going with the flow and bouncing around, and kind of, I've been enjoying the time with the kiddos, and it's fun, it's nice, and I sure as hell enjoy taking them to school and holding their hands right now, because I know that's going to come to an end pretty soon, where I won't be able to take them to school holding their hands, and, bye daddy, I love you, you know, later on it's going to be like, bye dad, I don't ever want to see you again. I don't know. Maybe that might be. I doubt it, but, you know, the attitudes will later change or something like that. And so I'm cherishing this very, very precious moment of them developing into young adults. I mean, they're right around the corner knocking on young adulthood, and it's like, oh my God, I'm getting old fast. And it needs to slow down. It's going too fast. But that's okay. It is what it is. And, you know, if there's some miracle way of being able to just never have to worry about bills and never have to worry about anything and just create art and this show and do stuff like that and have this turn around and kick off really well, that'd be beautiful. Takes a lot of time to do it, but yeah, it would just be beautiful to be able to just sit down and just not have to worry about anything but throwing together beautiful art. And oh my God, that would be great. That'd be great. But anyways, so there you go. That's what's up. That's what's going on. Now you've caught up with the 411 of everything. And yeah, buy me a coffee, damn it. It's on the website, the support page. Donate. I'd much appreciate it. If anything, my kids would more appreciate it than I would. So, yeah. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Share the show. Love the show. Hate the show. However, whatever, be ever. You know what I mean. Until next time.
Stellar frequency. End of transmission. Studio.